KI-7, QMG Mobile listening on T6.
KC8-CSU.
KC8-CSU, KI-7, QMG Mobile, good morning.
Mark, where you at right now? You got a little rumble to ya. Flutter there. Yeah, well, we got some rain and more on the way, and I'll take all we can get.
Yeah, I had no idea it was going to rain last night. We got more coming, you said? How much more?
They're talking most of today, maybe. We'll see. So, yeah, we just need it. You know, whatever we can get. You know, it's pretty dry out there. I mean, man almighty, everywhere I've gone, it's just dry.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with a little water. You don't get enough, you end up with a desert. And there's plenty of sand under the grass, so I guess that's the old substitute.
Yeah, no, I was just looking at radars, a cell coming in right now. You know, I'm looking forward to the rain. It's okay. Yeah, we got a whole bunch coming in now. It's starting in Petoskey. Once you get north of Elk Rapids, you will probably start running into some rain on your way up.
Well, I'm definitely north of Elk Rapids. Looks like I'm getting close to Northport at this point, I think.
Northport? You mean you're going to
Northport? I get all confused. Words and I don't get along. I'm much better with numbers.
Ah, there you go. Yeah, there's some rain coming in. I just checked another radar, so that's okay. Okay, Rick, well, I'm going to get out of here. I just want to make sure it was working. We'll catch you later. KI-7QMD, KCVSU. Talk to you later.
It's working. 73, KI-7QMD Mobile. And your little cat, too, KI-7QMD Mobile.
ABC9NN mobile monitoring.
KABCW.
W8RDM mobile.
KEAZAT, Chris, you still there?
KEAZAT, KBCW,
yes, sir. How are you, my friend?
Not too bad today. A little dampish, but that's all right. We could, we can use it.
Yourself? Yeah, total indoor day today, but yeah, definitely could have used that rain that we got. Good long slow soaker like that. It's needed sometimes.
Yeah, definitely, and especially like you said, it's nice slow soaking rain, not just come down and wash everything away kind of situation. We had enough of that earlier, I believe.
Yeah, I guess they had tornado warnings in Detroit today.
Huh, that's kind of interesting to have them in that type of area. Typically you don't see them in a metropolitan area like that, so that's kind of weird, interesting to watch.
Yeah, they've had a few in the last few years, so I don't know, shifting weather patterns, who knows?
Yeah, that's for sure. The weather patterns sure have been shifting, but yeah. Other than that, how you been?
Good, man. Just plugging along. You know how it is.
Yeah, we're just about done with. Well, I guess we got another week or so with all the construction kind of stuff at the shop. Waiting for some cement to set up on the hoist before we can start using those. Apparently they want to make sure they're good and solid before you start putting vehicles up on them. I don't quite understand all that, I guess, but, you know, OSHA and all.
Oh, I didn't realize there was some construction activity going on there.
Yeah, it was last week. We had a five-day, or let's see, the weekend before, I guess. We had a five-day weekend. Because they paved the one side of the dealership, and then they brought in the equipment and cut through the concrete and sucked all the dirt out of the holes and everything for these two new hoists that we got going in. And so, yeah, they just shut the shop down for Friday and Monday and Tuesday, and so we didn't have to be in there listening to that and breathing all those diesel fumes in, which was mighty nice of them. We appreciate that.
Yeah, for sure. What are these hoists for, like trucks or electric vehicles or something?
Yeah, they're initially, we had to initially put one in, and we did that about a year ago, for the electric truck, the Silverado, because GM says that you have to have a hoist, and it makes sense, that is of the dimensions where you can have the truck up on the hoist and then drop the battery out of it. Well, all of our existing hoists, the battery wouldn't fit in between the posts. So we had one put in, and it was about a year and a half ago, and about 9 months ago, we had two more put in, and then we just added another two. So, we should be all set to work on all these electric trucks that nobody's buying or nobody's selling up here.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you guys actually use those hoists, especially now that you got multiples?
Oh, yeah, they'll still lift everything else. They're just big enough to accommodate the electric vehicle. Yeah, they're actually a very nice hoist. It's quite the upgrade, actually, from what we've had. So that's a good thing. But yeah, Dave and Matt, they weren't overly fond of it initially because it's right around $100,000 to install one of those hoists.
Well, who can put a price on the happiness of the mechanics when they're working around a vehicle and they don't have hoists in the way?
Boy, I like your attitude. I like the way you think. Maybe you should come be our manager.
No, brother, me managing people, that's a fork in the road I chose not to go down many years ago, and I'm all the better for it. You know, I'm a people person. I just can't stand people.
Yeah, I understand that, brother. I understand that. You'd have been good at it, though. I think you'd be good at whatever you set your mind to as far as that goes. But, yeah, I definitely understand that. I did a little bit of managing of people when I was in the service, and granted, that's a little bit different arena, but you're still managing people, and yep, a couple years is all I wanted of it, and I'm out.
Yeah, it's not for everybody for various reasons, but I am happy with the path that I took. So, on another note, I've been playing around with the 7.4 out of Sheboygan and testing that. I drove down to Grayling on Sunday and back on Monday, and it's got a pretty good reach on it. So the tinkering that those guys did to fix the antenna issues, which was a little bit more of a Band-Aid than anything else, but it was effective. So I know that you ply around the northern tip of the Mitt quite a bit. You'll find that 7.4 useful now.
Yeah, I was just on the radio with Josh, and we were just talking about that. And he was saying that he's never really been able to get into that before, and he can hit that pretty much anywhere he goes now. So, yeah, it sounds like they did a really nice job, as they do with everything, getting that all hooked up and synced back up. I see that it's linked back up with the downstate stuff again.
Okay, you must be referring to the GMRS repeater because that's on the same tower. I was referring to the 7.4 that's linked in with this system right here.
Yeah, well, it's funny because I'm talking to you on that one right now, actually.
Well, there you go. The proof is in the pudding. Yeah, I understand they had a duplexer on that before, and they decided to try separating out the send and the receive antennas, and that's how it is getting better coverage. Although I understand those two antennas are not at the same height, so one works better than the other. I'm not sure which, the send or the receive, but I hit it with an HT from my front yard the night that they made the fix and we were doing some testing on it. So it's very capable now.
Yeah, it's. I've actually, all the CCE stuff I've been doing for the past, I don't know, week or so, ever since coming home from work one night, I heard you and I believe it was Drake talking about that. So I swapped over, and I started just monitoring that one and whatnot. And yeah, that's all I've been using for the CCE since then. And it's I don't notice any difference.
Well, perfect. I think that's exactly what those guys would like to hear.
Yeah, the amount of knowledge that those guys and like Dell and whatnot have is just puts me in awe. I'm glad they understand it because I don't, and that's probably why I'm not interested in working on any of it. But
yeah, they do a nice job of keeping everything up to where people can keep in contact, and it's a pretty nice service they do, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, I'll bet you can tear down a Chevy 305 better than them, too. But we all have our areas of expertise, training, and knowledge, and luck.
That is for sure. We all have our specialty areas. That's what makes the world go round, so they say.
Well, I just wanted to step away from what I was doing earlier and catch you on the air when I heard you call out earlier, so I'm going to step back away from the radio. But great catching you tonight, and I have been thinking more about, you know, getting out and doing some of our mobile work. That's still somewhat near the top of my list of things to do, so let's make that happen sooner than later if we could.
I'd like that. It'd be nice to even do a little mapping out of where things hit and where they don't hit, and just for information's sake. But yeah, we will definitely keep in touch on that, and we will get hooked up on that soon.
All right, sounds good, Chris. You have a great evening. I'll look forward to catching up to you the next time. K8BCW, K-E-8-Z-A-T. Have a good evening.
You too, my friend. Have a great evening. K-A-J-T. K-E-C-W.
Node 5-8-3-4-1-0. Node 4-0-4-2-4-1. Transceive. Node 5-6-7-7-5-8. Transceive. Node 5-9-8-3-0-0. Transceive. Node 5-6-7-7-5-4. Transceive. Node 4-2-8-9-1. Transceive. Node 5-5-4-7-5-1. Transceive. Node 5-6-7-7-5-0. Transceive. Node 5-6-7-7-5-1. Transceive. Node 5-6-8-4-0. Transceive. Node 5-5-6-7-2. Connected to Node 5-8-3-4-1-0.